Week 6.
I know, it's the final countdown.
How are you feeling?
Good. I actually was a little bit ill on Friday, so I actually missed my Friday workout. But I'm straight back in it again now, so it's all good.
I must have been out in sympathy with you because I missed my workout on Friday and yesterday.
Oh dear, oh God.
So I was back in this morning with Lucy at a Duco gym, North Wicklow, and as I shared on Instagram, she waged war on my muscles this morning.
Sounds like Lucy. Although I must say Lucy is fab.
What got me through it was, remember, it's done in 20 minutes.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like, I go in the mornings and Mills will tell you, Stephen will tell you, Lucy, Mark, they'll all tell you that I just go in and I'm still half asleep, like, and just, I'm dragging myself in the door. And then I'm coming out and I'm like, yes, that's done. Happy days. Amazing. Like, I'm down another inch this week again.
Wow.
And that's what the hell, like, around my waist and stuff. I'm like, what is this? I can do this forever. Like, you know, that kind of way. And me, 6 weeks ago, wouldn't be saying that. And I don't think I did. Oh, yeah.
At the start of this, you wanted to drop a dress size. Is that right? For your 30th birthday?
Yeah. It would, like, just get healthier before. So it's not until October, but I did have a wedding in between. So it's kind of like interim and more longer goal. And like, yeah, definitely. I was actually noticing it today because my work trousers, like, I need new work trousers. So
yay!
Happy days.
I love to hear this.
On a shopping spree.
How's the diet going?
The diet's fine. Like, I mean, it's actually really weird. I sound very not so positive about it, but I've started eating a lot more fish, which is something that I'd have always shied away from, and I'm quite enjoying it for the most part.
I'm about to turn into a tuna. I'm eating that much of the stuff.
I started on the broccoli like crazy, so I'm going to probably take your broccoli king crown and I'll just become the broccoli queen. You don't actually miss carbs as much as I thought I would. Now, having said that, I did have sneaky toast on Friday when I wasn't feeling great and nothing was down or anything.
There's an image.
And Lucy was even asking me, she's like, how are you getting on with the diet and everything? And I was like, I snuck some toast.
But do you know what? I think in the grand scheme of things, that's okay.
I think so.
Sustaining such a strict level of diet, there has to be a little moment of cheat every now and again.
A little moment of weakness. We're all human, right?
Well, again, we must have been connected on some level because I was in Belfast with a few friends over the weekend and it all started really, really well. I brought my porridge with me. They were laughing at me. I brought chicken breasts cooked. I was the broccoli king, as you say. I brought tuna with me. By the end of the long weekend, I tasted one or two chips that they'd got.
One or two is all right.
I might have had a little bite of a burger, a little piece.
Look, we got to live a little. And to be honest, I think it's quite sustainable, the diet in itself. But like that, there's times where you're just a bit like, I'll just have a little. And as long as you have the little and then kind of right back at it. And that's what the guys are really good at. They're like, you know, grand, that's done. Let's keep moving.
I just feel like Lucy gave me the nudge into the deep end today and I splashed straight in and I feel great again. So it's good, you know.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good too because even, like I was saying, the energy levels are just proper like dipped. And now I'm back and I'm like, okay, got this for the last few days. I've got this.
The next time I speak to you will be on a video live from a Duco gym, North Wicklow, on Monday.
How crazy. Well, I'll be done 6 weeks like that. It's just in a flash.
Inspirational. That's what you are, Aisling Barrett. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.